The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're back. Checking in on all the things. Last week's Valley, last week's Summer House, this week's Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, maybe a little Seeking Sister Wife if we have time.
Bravo fucked up. They should have had a Summer House night. Why do you... What is
okay,
with the...
this is a real question.
I don't know
why
if this
are
is
black
right to
people,
say, but, right.
Thank you, segmented to Sunday nights.
It's
like
weird.
The only place they put the black shows, and I do not understand it. Is that an unspoken
it would have
Hollywood
been,
thing that
it's
I don't
supposed
know
to
about?
Be good rating, and like Atlanta was the highest rated Housewives show, so it was on Sunday night. And
I know
Sunday nights
is
to be
a
big
good night,
but it's stupid.
I couldn't agree more.
It started to turn weird.
Well, it just like, and it also like to your point, why the fuck wouldn't you have the two Summer Houses back to
back?
That
would be
That's
so fun.
Yeah, it's a fun night. I thought the same thing. It's weird. It's weird that it's always on Sundays and they only put the black shows on Sundays.
It's
very
really
bizarre.
Weird. And I like how Bravo trying something out to be less housewifey right now with all the youngin' TV shows.
Yeah, that's true, right? It's like light on Housewives, heavy on everything else.
Shannon Bedore, any person who listens to Bravo, Jeff Lewis had the best episode of his radio yesterday with Shannon Bedore on. He asked her all the hard hitting questions. See, Shannon Bedore, when I listen to her, she's one of my favorite housewives of all time. She has been a great housewife from beginning to end. She has given us, she's real. She's not fake. She's a nut job on that
Super
show.
Super nutty. Yeah, she's a disaster.
She's been a great housewife. There's nothing put on with her.
I don't know if I would put her in the great housewife category.
Ever since she started at that dinner party with Heather Dubrow, where she lost her mind. The lemon, she's always given us so much.
Yeah,
there's housewives that give nothing.
For some reason, I'm programmed to be anti-OC as a franchise. I don't know why, and like I can't buy into any of them.
This season,
but I see
your
point.
It's gonna be good.
Okay.
Because she got the DUI. Alexis,
right.
Jesus Juggs is back dating
Stealing
John Jansen.
Right.
It's gonna be good.
God,
I think I really have faith.
Like
I think Jersey's going to be a dud.
Yeah. Concerned
and
about Jersey.
And thank God they're getting rid of Robin. I have issues with them getting rid of Candace. I think they should have had
like
a hard
choice.
It's not her choice. They're broke.
You don't think?
No, God, no. Candace can't get along with anyone. And that's why
that's
they got
true.
Rid of her. She's a great housewife.
Great housewife.
But they needed to have a talk with her. And
I mean,
say,
thank God
hey,
they got rid of Robin, though. Like
Robin needed to go. And people hate Candace, but to me, she's one of my favorites.
Candace is a great housewife. She gives some of the best shade around. She's super, super out of line in a great way.
Nasty. Yeah.
Nasty.
And she's nasty to people online. And that's what I think her downfall was.
Yes.
But we need to stop acting like we need Mother Teresa's out of Housewives or anyone on TV, right?
Yeah, I agree. We're in the rarity because we like seeing degenerates on TV. Like, I don't need a role model on my reality TV show. I want to see a hot mess disaster that I can feel better about my own life.
Like, I mean, why have Jax on this show when he was on a show that was great and you take him off and the only reason it was good is because of some crazy scandal? I must say, I've tried to catch up. When I watch it, it feels like I'm in Guantanamo Bay. I can't focus. I hate Sheena with a passion beyond words. And
wait, are
I
we talking Vanderpump or The Valley?
Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah. Vanderpump
I enjoy The Valley. Vanderpump Rules, I can't. It's so hard for me to watch it. And I've given up.
I put it on in the background for it's like weird. I flipped on the show from where like you couldn't have paid me to watch it 3 years ago. Now it's background entertainment, but I think it's horrible. And I think it's a really bad season. And I think they made the wrong choices overall.
Like Lala and the way that she talks and her, now she's best friends with Sandoval.
I know, it's hilarious. That part I kind of like. I mean, the one aspect, they are all, the one thing that's constant, and I think this is why like if the show is becoming like we've had enough, is like they have not, while they have moved in position of maybe like where they live or like kind of right. their status, they're still all trash people foundationally. Like nobody has transformed in that group. They're just like, and this is why it's continued to the trying. Valley, why the Valley is good, right? Is like, it's under the guise of change, but these are the same idiots. And like, I feel like that's what we're going to see with Vanderpump.
The too. Valley is good.
I like the Valley. But it is only I don't good know.
It's
because
Jax.
Of Jax and Kristen.
And
that's it.
And maybe Kristen. If I didn't know Kristen before, I don't know if she would compel me to watch.
Oh, no. She wouldn't. I mean, the central.
But that's not okay, right? And the other people on the Valley, I can't pick more boring people. They all look like they just blend into the wall.
I think Jesse is like 0.5 steps away from Jax in terms of like depravity and just like being a horrible human being.
Jesse is the actor or the guy who's saying he didn't grab the nipple?
The grab the nipple guy.
I do like that storyline. That is great because it's the best because it's on film and he's completely wrong.
That's what I'm saying. A, he like hates his life. I love when they're like, we have different parenting styles in every aspect of life. Like he hates being a
they
dad. He wants to be a douchebag out on the streets. He's grabbing nips. I mean, he's out of control. Then you have Jax just like blatantly being one of the biggest assholes alive. And just the way he's poking at Luke, just like, I wish Luke was like a Montana, like a gun carrying, like, I wish he would check Jax. I don't think he has it in him, but it's just like,
no.
Jax is fucking with him. And it's like, it's entertaining, but it's hard to watch at the same time. Cause you're just like, you're in so over your head, bro. With
man,
this,
they had a flashback of Jax and he's aged bad.
Oh, horribly.
He looks up.
Thank you. I was thinking like, he better get his shit together because his window of attractiveness, especially in
it's
Los
over.
Angeles, is shrinking. He like shrinking by the moment. I thought the same thing when I was looking at the flashbacks and just looking at, he looks, his energy is stressed and cracked out and unhappy. Like
yeah.
The way he's moving around in spaces and he's just sweating and looks all fucked up and disheveled.
He's
like
producing that show hardcore too.
He is out here working. He's like, this is my second chance. I'm going to make this fucking show work.
You know, I do like the show and I'm glad that it's on.
I'm very glad that it's on.
Every week it's getting better to me. I honestly, this is wrong to say. It's all that long brown hair that drives me nuts.
You have
all
an
these
issue
women.
With your,
they all look so similar.
It's like the second
it's just
week
like,
in the role,
we
you've talked
more,
about people's hair.
It's just, can we get some excitement in these people's eyes? Everyone's dead behind the eyes. They're having children. They all seem like they don't want kids. They seem miserable. The husbands, they act like don't lift a finger to help these women. And it stresses me out.
Oh, I think I just.
Poor little babies. And
yeah,
I don't know. It just, it's like.
It's hilarious.
Nobody
to me.
Everyone seems so miserable. It's
on
like
the edge of a breakdown.
Crazy.
Supposedly, next week, did you see this? That somebody, they said like one of them voted for Trump and is a racist or something. And Brittany's like defending her, which I just love. So I think
which,
she's going to get
that
like,
one. It does
it's
look
the
good.
One. She looks like end, it. You
the gay guy is great. Her, the best friend.
Yes. Love. It's going to get
Brittany,
good, I think.
I enjoy it. I really do.
Brittany
Jack's
with her.
Inviting Luke. Or inviting, I should have wrote it down.
Alex,
his white trash ass, and that circus bar looked really fun and really.
And just Jax is at the same time as calling Kristen one of his oldest friends, also talking about how she's just a massive whore and like he watches them just dudes come in, she eats them up and chews them out. And then he's talking to the Alex guy about like money and you came for money, right? And just like, it's just like, Jesus Christ. Again, he's trying to like bring it all up on the show, but it's just like, You are the worst. And I forgot how horrible he was till he
I know.
was back on
I
screen.
Know.
You like really
him
forget.
Playing hockey. I love how they cut. They played for 4 minutes.
So good. They're so out of breath.
The roller hockey.
Stuff
I enjoy
like that.
It. Yeah.
Watching people settling into the sadness of midlife, like, and trying to claw their way to youth, and rather than accepting the stage of life that you're in and embracing it, which is what's
sad.
Happening here. There's like a battle between, like, they're forcing this woman at this margarita party. She's had a kid a month ago, like, drinking margaritas, bringing in her breast milk, crying. Like, it's just like you've got everybody on the edge here.
I feel so bad for her. She's like pumping in the car, and I just feel
just
so
forced
bad
to
for
be
her.
At this event where everybody's like, girl. It's
I
like,
used
what
to
are
pump.
You guys doing?
I remember pumping in the car and like dumping the milk out on the side of the road, and my whole car was just stained of like dried up milk. And it was just like, I feel bad for these women because it's such a fragile time. And I just feel bad that they're being, but they decided to be on reality show.
Yeah.
This isn't whatever.
Right.
I was shocked she's Miss Universe.
She looks like it though. She's got that look, you know.
She's not my Allie Landry, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Doesn't have that beautiful face to me, but we'll see what happens. I did like that
Allie
she's
Landry's biggest fan.
In
black belt.
Yeah, I like that. A little
like
depth. I'm learning more and more. Maybe there's some
like,
life to these women.
Those, I actually think those two are okay. They don't seem like they're in a newborn. They have three kids under 14 months. That's
right.
That's a nightmare of, I mean, of their own making, but
they
like
be there, you know, I guess.
Yeah. But it's like, I see that they at least seem like they're semi happy together.
Right.
And
right.
Like, he respects her as a woman, et cetera,
God,
et cetera.
I wish I knew who you were talking. I can't accept
Danny. I think Mia and Danny. I think that's their name.
And
then Jesse,
who's the actor?
And Michelle.
I'm so sorry to everyone.
You love the actor. It's
who is
the,
he?
It's
He's the
Danny.
Only one I can tell apart.
That's what Danny. I think that's his name. Danny and Mia.
They're still together.
They're together. And then Michelle and Jesse are the ones that hate each other and now have split up. Which track?
And Miss Universe is
Mia.
Oh, she's Mia. Okay.
Yeah, I think.
She must be really pretty. Imagine being
be
the
wrong.
Girl that shows up at the party and no one says, you're so pretty. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And then they're just like, hey, nice shirt. How are you? And then Miss Universe shows up and everyone's like, you're the most beautiful
I know.
Woman. She's like, bitch, you didn't say that for me when I showed up.
God.
Kristen is great. She is such a looper.
She's on
she
another
always
dimension.
Has been. I just don't know why Bravo would get rid of them just to give them another show. What were they trying to prove?
And they probably saw it didn't work. They didn't know.
But they acted like they did something. Because Kristen called the cops on Faith just like Stassi. And they tried to cancel her just for them to bring her right on back.
Right. I just, even when she, like, Brittany tells Kristen, like, well, I think Jax invited Alex. And the way she flips out, that's like just great. I love that. And I love the gay best friend. Did you notice he called himself a platinum gay, which I've never heard?
I've never
been
that
in or out of a vagina. I love that. That's
psychotic.
That's all time. It's great.
Well,
so yeah, I'm
two
enjoying
C-section
it.
C-section babies. I might have a platinum on my hands. I don't know. We'll
yeah,
see.
You
they
might.
Better stay away from those dirty pussies. I don't know. I love it. Hold on. Let me think. Brittany, her face does. Something is up. It's like she got hit in the, like she got jaw replacement.
She fucked it up. She got some kind of plastic surgery. Again, you idiots knew that the show was coming. You didn't get your work done in a period of time where you were ready to be on camera. Like, I don't understand that.
Her and Jax belong together. I think that Jax will wrangle her back in. She does in these interviews talk like she hates him.
She
but
does,
the way that
but
she's standing up for him, they could get their way back. They belong together. Who else is he going to be with? I can't picture him with anyone else. I really can't.
Cheated on multiple times and stayed with him. They belong together at this point. Like,
and who
really.
Wants to bang Jax? I've never felt like seen anyone
never
so unattractive in my life.
It's because you see his just horrible personality.
I miss him with Sandoval and Schwartz though. They were, I'd rather him with them than with these new guys.
Did you see the scene where he popped in at the end of Vanderpump and just lays into Sandoval?
Holy shit, I saw it online.
Oh my God. He just like verbally like just keeps assaulting him. And then it's like, whatever, bro. Like, yeah, whatever. I got to go. Like, I don't really give a fuck. And just it's wild to watch. He really is great TV. You know what? He needs to be on fucking Traitors, but he would get voted off too quickly because people hate him. Yeah, and they would never trust him. But he would
if
be
they
great.
They made him
on,
a traitor. It would be great. And he would have to play nice.
Oh my God.
Because if he wasn't a traitor, he'd be too aggressive.
Yeah, they got to get him on like a competition show because, again, he is so
unhinged. He was on House of Villains or whatever. Oh, okay. I think
we watch that. We got to watch season two. You sent me the thing.
Yeah, I know. I did with Teresa and who else was the top?
I got to watch Teresa try to build a strategy. Like, I can't wait.
Anything that's on VH1 or if it's not on Peacock or Hulu, I'm not really watching it.
I know.
But with Sandoval, let me think here with Ariana. I think Ariana, good for her. I guess she's getting the Love Island. I just feel like her tactic, she comes across so unlikable like she did before. And she had a year of praise and everyone loved her. She should have left. I know that Sandoval could have left too, but he's more of the show than
Ariana. She needed to walk away from
She kind of ruined it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, I'm on her side, but the way that he tries to come up to her and talk to her.
That was hilarious.
And she won't.
I sent you an email.
To him. It's like, just play the game with him. It'd be fun to watch.
Or fucking move out of the house. That's my biggest thing is you guys are living this weird, like, closed door. I'm upstairs. You're downstairs. He's out. I can go down. Life.
What a
nightmare.
That
is so stressful and bad for your mental health. And she's choosing to stay in that environment. Just go. You could, I guarantee you go to booking.com or Airbnb and say, hey, I need a place for 6 months.
She just
I'll do three ads for you.
Yeah.
They would have put her in if it's about money. You know what I mean?
Just this season, it's like, she's just so, her ego won't let her leave and he stays. And I don't know. It's just crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It's the egos at play. That's like hard for me to watch because
if she would have
really
left the show, she would have been the wounded bird for eternity.
Yes.
It's like dying at 27. The best thing that can ever happen to you if you're famous.
It's true.
Like Kim Kardashian,
like being separated from reality. Like you actually don't want to see her as a person. You just want to see her in commercials.
This is very controversial to say, but had she been murdered in Paris in the kidnapping or whatever the heist,
yes,
that would have put her in memoriam for eternity. She's gonna live too long, and no one's gonna give a fuck about her. Where's Kurt Cobain? If he was alive, no one would care.
Yeah, so true.
Amy Winehouse, she barely makes the memoriam, but she's there. Janis Joplin. There. She would just be another crackhead.
Jimi Hendrix.
It's hard. I know. I don't know. I don't know.
You.
I guess he had a lot of talent.
Oh my God. This last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm that was on. Did you watch it with Bruce? Oh my God.
The last two episodes have been
so
epic.
Good.
He was so good on it. I loved him in it.
Bruce Springsteen, incredible. Just that whole episode, I was dying laughing.
It was my favorite episode.
Susie, when she's like, you fucking pathetic COVID spreading. Fuck.
It was amazing.
So good. So
the last
good.
Two episodes have really done it for me.
Yes,
when he was eating the girl out and the maid walks in.
It's hilarious.
I've never been more turned on. That's my kind of porn. And this episode with Bruce, to get Bruce to do that.
I know, it's great. My prediction is that the show will end, because this is the last season. The show will end with him going to jail for the water bottle. I feel like that's where the season's going to take us.
Oh,
like,
you're right.
Larry's
like
off
Seinfeld.
To jail, and like his world has crashed down. I think that might be the end.
Didn't he learn his lesson from fucking Seinfeld?
Right? Because like even this episode, like when they were like, wait, you knew her? And you did, and then it's like, oh, Bruce, you gave Bruce COVID. That's bad for your PR. Like, I feel like they're gonna set up
the
like
keys.
He's kind of fucked. Yeah. We'll see.
God, if they do that, I'm gonna fucking find him and
I wouldn't mind it. I think the show's preposterous. Like, no ending will bother me.
I would be happy with him just walking down the street with Leon.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah. Right.
I love the last episode though. It was so good.
So good. I agree.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it on Sunday night. Give me a little happiness.
All right.
All right, should we talk Martha's Vineyard or Summer House? Which one first?
Let's talk Summer House. Get this off my chest.
All right, what do you gotta say?
I will push Carl off the Golden Gate Bridge, allegedly. I'm done with him and his pity party, his two-facedness, and I'm back on team Lindsay Hubbard.
You are,
and I'm
please
not
explain.
Leaving.
Please explain.
I can't stand his weasel little face, his mustache, his anorexic body. I believe he totally is trying to fuck her over and set her up to make her look like a complete idiot. I think there's a lot of gaslighting behind the scenes. Oh, he's such a great guy who stays back on Friday night so that they can reset their relationship.
Yeah.
Their energy is completely off. They hate each other. He doesn't want to touch her. He hasn't want to fuck. You know, he's totally playing a game. And the fact that he brought cameras back to dump her on film says it all. I don't know. I've turned back. I really have.
I haven't. I've turned on both of them, I guess. Like I
can see that.
You
but
cannot
if I had
forget
to pick,
what she did. That's the thing.
You know
like,
what?
You again,
she's got a point. You're smoking weed.
Here we go.
You're not fucking sober. So fuck off.
No, she wasn't accusing him of smoking weed. There were multiple times where she called him cocaine
maybe
Carl
he,
and
maybe
said,
there's
like,
a
blah,
reason
blah,
for
blah.
That. Maybe there's something. I don't know. He plays such a martyr. Like, she's beating him down with a pole. What she did is wacky. It is.
Oh, I understand.
He should dump her.
But you're talking, this is the thing inherently. She is a
rough. Mustache that's
she's a, she's a rough broad, right? Through and through.
A rough broad. I love it.
She is. Any man who's going to be with Lindsay knows what the fuck they're getting.
Yeah.
Did you make me a sandwich today?
Right.
Suck my dick kind of energy.
Right,
and so
right.
He's been friends with her. He's seen her in multiple relationships. He knows.
Yeah.
So I actually, where I agree with you is when she was like, Lindsay was, when she was talking to Paige and Manish, she's like, he thought I was going to change. And it's like, that's the thing. He did. And that's her mistake for playing like she was a sober Sally and going to be like a transformed
human
being.
Right.
When really
she was playing a wacky game there. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
She played a game to trap him into an engagement and then flip the script back to who she was. The second he should have seen that, he should have called it. The fact that they're this close to the wedding, I put blame on both of them. Because if you're 2 months before complaining about not fucking and he doesn't like me and he wanted me to change and blah, 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 blah. Like, I actually thought Paige and Amanda handled that well of being like, I asked her this question too. Do you want to get out? And it's like, well, also, that's a bad trend
to
be
together.
Like, a couple months out, being like, do you want to get married? Yeah, I do too. It's sad that it has never happened for them as friends.
I bet a lot of people are like that.
Maybe.
One of my friends was like that. I mean, I was surprised they were getting married.
I
bet it's 50-50.
Who ended up getting divorced told me after the fact, like after they had already split up, that her dad, when they were about to go down the aisle, he looked at her and said, hey, if you want to get out of here right now, like, we can go. And that, like, she just was like, I felt like he always knew something. I was just like, Jesus, you know, you never know.
My parents were begging Tyler to marry me.
Like, you make her an honest woman.
She shouldn't have been saying, are you doing coke and stuff? Cocaine Carl. That was low. That's low. But
no, yeah, but just her. Even the flashback of her making out with Austin at the party, when she's like, God,
it's
Lindsay,
so unlikable,
disgusting.
It is.
Austin. That's honestly who she deserves. It's some kind of like she needs.
I see
asshole.
Her with a woman.
Yeah, maybe.
She has more sexual chemistry with Danielle.
Right.
There is also, nothing. When she went to forcefully, they put on a show. It's like a teacher greeting a kindergartner.
Yeah.
On the first day when he showed up Saturday morning with the go-karts.
Yes.
Oh, you plan an activity, Carl? Now we have to spend 5 hours
putting it together. I know.
Fuck off. No.
Bring it either assembled or do not bring it at all. That goes for a pool float. That goes for any item you're bringing as a contribution. How about Kyle getting a gym floater in his lover boy? Did you notice that?
Oh,
at
I
the
didn't
bar,
notice that.
He brought up his gin when him and Lindsay were having a conversation.
Was that
like,
thing he was holding in the, what was that other container he was holding? The Love Island The Love Island.
That
the
I remember. But this was when he was at the bar. He like put the bar to the bartender, gave the can a Lover Boy. He's like, gin floater. I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
I'm gonna barf.
So gross.
Him and what's her face? She is so mean to him. I wish in another universe Kyle would have married someone that he it's nice. Because I really like him. I know he's annoying, but what if he would have married? Did he need to marry like his mother? Or did he what if he married someone who was just fun?
I just like
was she ever fun,
not
Amanda?
Fun. Winterhouse, not fun. Summers are supposed to be fun, not fun. Here, not fun. Like, she really is not. She seems like she has most fun when she's not with Kyle, which
yes.
is a problem.
Yes.
Like, she is happy as shit when she's with her girlfriends. And the second she's with Kyle, she wants to, like, chop his dick off. It's, like, not positive
they need
energy
to break...
at all.
I don't know who he should be with. Who's an example of anyone we could say?
She was
Gia
uncharacteristically mad at him for that comment when Brittany was defending Jax for pantsing a grown man at a party with kids. Like, these are like, do you know what I mean? Like, let's think about where our reaction is on the scale
great
of
point.
Inappropriate behavior. Like, not cool, but also like she was acting nuts.
And we're on a TV show, Amanda. And
right.
It's a great point to bring up. Spice this shit
yes.
up. Get in
agreed.
Life.
Right. Yeah. It's a mess.
And the two people who should be fighting about it, Paige and what's his face?
Craig.
What's her boyfriend's name? Craig.
Jesus
they
Christ.
Should be sorry me. I'm so burnt out they should be fighting about it not
right.
Kyle and Amanda
well again a secure couple and a non-secure couple like even though Craig and Paige seem like
or
they're misaligned they're not
fine. Yeah
like
right,
well
right.
A she doesn't care but also like
maybe
Craig
she
doesn't
does.
Really care even Craig was
right.
Like hey if my girlfriend's not getting hit on then like who am I with you know
he's
like,
with right. Shep and it's
right.
A great that's a the healthiest point in the entire world
yes.
Right
agreed
and if Paige was so non-loving to him he would be worried so it's got to be
yes.
A shtick
I think it's a shtick
when he did look he is looking the best he's ever looked
couldn't agree more the,
when he
the
told
most
her
attractive
sexual like feelings
yeah,
or whatever I was like
yeah.
Damn
I also love Ciara's grown on me a lot like I used to throw like I loved her commitment to that costume I thought she was fun
she is cute Right,
and I
right.
Like that she's like in that costume and then she takes it off and she's like a 10 freaking.
But I love how she says, you can be funny or you can be hot. I'll choose funny. I have a life. And then she's in that thing for 20 minutes. And then
I know.
Boom,
and then
she
comes off. She's
Secret.
A supermodel. I know.
But she is smoking hot.
She's next level. Next
you know,
level.
West
Incredible.
Is doing too much on the on the circuit of everything.
I couldn't agree more.
He's gross looking. He looks like a girl. And who would let Jesse Solomon into your bed with your hot girlfriend when it just was weird that he hopped on in and it's the three of them in the bed when Sierra's so hot.
Yeah.
I need a dude who's more like, I'm going to be banging you out. So get the fuck out of here, Jesse. Not
okay.
Let's get a hot dude in here.
I agree
really
with you
could
with
manhandle.
With the circuit conversation. Like it's enough. With the interviews, I see him all over. It's like every second. It's like
and he's looking freakier and freakier. He looks like Adelia's catalog puked all over him.
Yes,
I'm not into him.
Early 90s fashion. Yeah. You're getting the ick.
I like
you
a masculine man. Yes.
Man, you are
that's
a flip flopper. It's like now you're Team Lindsay
yeah,
off
I
West.
Know.
You know?
Anything can happen. Poor Tyler. Know. You know, he never knows which way the wind blows.
So true. All right. Let's talk Martha's Vineyard. Quickly.
Oh, and Jesse Solomon can shut the fuck up, though. He's got too many opinions.
Yeah, he's really in the mix.
But I do like Sierra a lot. Yes.
I do too.
If Wes would have knocked Kyle out for making him bleed, he'd be a man for life.
Yeah, he took that a little too easily, too. And I feel like Kyle was not apologetic enough. Like, you just fucked somebody's face off and shoved their face into their glasses. You should at least be helping.
Amanda should be mad at that. That would be annoying
yes.
to me. Like,
yes,
grow up,
me
Kyle.
Too.
Grow
you're
up.
Injuring another human. I know. I agree. All right. Martha's Vineyard. How are we feeling?
I enjoy it. I love it. Love every second of it.
I think it's a lot of fun. I love their little fashion show.
when they like, and I just love the fight over worst dressed, and like I'd say Shanice, and then she's crying, and it's like Shanice. 5 minutes of her being an emotional, and then she's downstairs twerking, flashing her tits, you know, it's just like
she's naked the whole time. What is she
naked
even wearing
all the time? I know, what are they talking about? She's the worst fashion. It's like
the girls are jealous
dressed?
They are jealous because she's so free.
I like, you know, there's like, I know, like, most of us may know, like, a person like this in our lives who's, like, just truly unbound by people's opinions of them. And, like, she's mostly like that. You can see here she kind of has, like, some mm-hmm. insecurities. But, like, she also, when they were like, how do you talk to these men of, like, significance or whatever? And she's like, I'm just, like, I'm me. Like, who wouldn't want to date me? It's like, oh, you know, she does have some, like, real confidences. And then, like,
yeah, I think she was hidden. Hurt by a friend. Yeah.
I think so too. And I think
it is mean. Girls can be nasty. That's a nasty thing to say.
It is. And she wasn't even in the room. You didn't even have to say it. You know what I mean?
It's nasty. Yeah. Summer does have kind of, right, from what, yeah. Summer's nice as long, you know, we'll get to know her, but.
Oh, I take issue with, there was like some question where they're like, what sexually for you is off limits? And Jasmine was like, what's off limits? Like nothing. It's like nothing. You're going to say nothing sexually is off limits. You're going to get peed on. Like, that's okay.
It might.
You know what I mean? Oh, nuts.
Carrie Bradshaw did.
God. It's true. It's true.
I'm not going to rip my asshole open. That's for sure.
No, thank you. That's really nice.
Pee and poop and like.
Yeah, that's
putting
what I'm saying.
A diaper feces. On a guy or something. Yeah. Not going to happen.
No. None of those things. None of them. Oh, I loved gross. At the end of that night when they had like the costume night or whatever. I don't know if you noticed this. Preston like low key made a baked potato and then like he was like, all right, good night, y'all. And he like took his potato.
I saw him in bed eating it.
Yes. So good.
I thought they were going to show him jerking off for some reason in his bedroom, but then he's
a
eating
full
like, oh,
baked
good.
Potato. That's great.
That's great. Nothing like a baked potato.
Yeah. You know, I don't eat them enough, but whenever I see somebody prepare one, I'm like, that looks fucking
my
good.
My parents were big, big, like the 1950s to 80s were a big baked potato era.
Yeah. Big baked potato. I agree. It was like everything. It was like every meal you had like a foil wrap.
I do love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Potatoes.
Kept us all alive.
Yeah. Right.
Wasn't like a baked potato bar. I mean, it's just delicious.
Baked potato on a glass of milk. It was like the 80s childhood.
Yeah. I hate milk.
Me too. My parents would force me to drink a cup every
my
night.
My parents
like
too.
Vomit.
Oh my God.
Disgusting.
I don't want tits.
Once a week, I would get chocolate milk and I'd be like, oh, best God. Day of my life.
I hate milk. Ugh. I remember we had total arguments over. Now we're forcing water down kids' throats. Like they're going to die.
It's crazy. Like, again, I don't remember. I don't think I had a water bottle till college. Like, I don't remember in high school carrying around a water bottle. Did I?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. You're always losing it. It's
water is
ground,
taking over everything.
Fuck. Yeah, it's the worst. All right, what else here? Oh, I really liked the scene of like where they were like, "How's Alex in bed?" She's like, "He's a great kisser." Like, and how is he in bed? She's like, "Ah, he's, you know." I was like, "Ooh, that says it all."
See, there again. That's a real net. And then he said, no, "I won't comment on that." That's
yes, that is true.
Thing.
He did. It was like the classy mm-hmm. response. And I again, these men, I other than Nick, but even Nick, when he
felt bad
when he was confronted with his behavior, immediately went to the women and asked.
Yeah. Right.
And like, I liked that they also were like, you're a little cuddly. Like,
yeah,
it was most men would just ignore that and be like, fuck off. Like, I'm not going to address this. And at least like, even though he's like, ignorant to his behavior, he was like, do what I do. Just sit there. They're like, bro, that's not what you do. He's like, what? Yeah. Like, he didn't even know.
I forget he even has a girlfriend.
Yeah, you get a little handsy. I love that.
They're a fun group. I really do enjoy them.
In that scene, Amir said something like, he said interpreted wrong. Like,
oh,
he said,
interpreted
like,
or
yeah, interpreted. And then Preston was like, it's interpreted, but go on.
Oh my God. I love Preston. He's one of my favorite people on Bravo right now.
Love
He's
him.
Great. Just a natural.
Impeccable style, natural star. Great one-liners.
Yes.
Like, even
smart.
The way he described his dad, like, not being a dad or something. Like, he said, like, you know, I didn't do a good job raising. He was like, you didn't raise me at all. You know, like, just his way of, like, I really like him. And he's not afraid to talk shit in a second. He can start shit with any of them in a moment, which I love.
And he moves on.
Yes.
And he's really
and then
friends
he's looking
with all
at
the
you
girls.
Like, you're crazy because you were upset. Yeah, I think it's great. I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a fun watch. I think it's stupid that Jasmine didn't just say she was pregnant. Like, did you notice at one point she's like, I have special cups for us that's drinking non-alcoholic. It's like, just say you're fucking pregnant.
I know.
What's the big deal?
One girl, like, she's pregnant. Her boobs are a lot,
of course,
a lot juicier. Yeah.
Like, enough. Yeah, what else? Anything else on these guys? Oh, Noelle missing the inside you comment because she was eating crab legs. Incredible. I love her.
She's like the Preston of the girls. Is a great addition.
Yes.
She's so likable.
Dynamic. Says the right things. Is like very, yeah, she's
gorgeous.
I like her a lot. Beautiful. Great style.
She's really a great reality. She's a great find.
I love when Nick was like, when she first entered the house, he's like, you know, the way that people travel, what they wear when they're traveling says it all. You know, she came correct. Like,
uh-huh.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what people travel in now? Yeah, seriously. No dress with my hair curled. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
You sound like you go for a night. You get dressed for walks. Like, I look like shit everywhere I go when picking up the kids from school. I need to get my life together.
I would love if you could just send me a picture across an entire day of like everything.
See, that one time
go,
I showed up at your
wore.
House when I wore that one time. Yes. And you like really thought it was something. Like, this is my net. This is every day of my life.
It was like Lulu Rose, like leggings, like a different printed top. I know, you're next level. It's really, I just can't. Yeah.
It's a fun show. I really love it. I hope there's as many episodes as Summer House. I wish it was just 2 full hours of Summer House.
It would be the best. Thursday nights, just give it up to Summer House. It's so stupid.
No one wants Potomac, and they're rolling it over after Potomac. It's not fair.
No, I agree. It's not fair. And they're, like you said, I think these are more quality people, but they're still getting fucked up. And like, what I loved is like, they cleaned up wasted at 4 a.m. Did you notice that? And they left downstairs spotless. And they're like, all right, let's go to bed. We did our part. It's like, look at these class acts. Meanwhile, Summer House is like degenerates, you know?
I love them.
Yeah.
Great. It's fun. It's a great show.
Yeah. All right. We didn't get to Seeking, but hopefully we'll drop our thoughts soon. We love you guys.
Bye, guys.
We'll be back.